right now, I would love to have a relationship with my father.
Yes.
I talk to him every night.
Yes.
And I ask for his divine intervention.
Which is your heavenly father or your physical father?
The one who made me.
Yeah.
I can see that obviously you have a wonderful relationship with him. And he has put his spirit to speak through you to all of us. We are able to speak to human beings through him, like his spirit through you. Because I pray every night and want that so much, and sure, he shows me things, and I can see, but I want him to be able to answer all my questions.
Yes.
But he doesn't speak to you, so therefore...
No, he never does. He never will.
It's like, please speak.
No, Jessica will tell you that she wanted a father to speak to her, and she got angry because he didn't speak to her. But what she didn't know is that God doesn't speak to you in words. He speaks to you in a different code. He speaks to you through silence. And he gives you to know without knowing why you know. As a kid, you see the world as crazy. Everybody around you is nuts. I could see that. Everywhere I went, my whole family was nuts, but they looked normal. It's almost surreal. It's like one of those movies. There's a ball and there's music, but everything was surreal. It's nutty. And you see the nuttiness of everything. But nobody else does except you. So after a while, you think there's something wrong with you. So therefore, you get angry and frustrated, and then you start to doubt yourself. And even if there's no pressure on you, you do become one of them. To try to adapt, but you're like the ugly duckling. You can't walk like a duck and quack like a duck because you're a swan. So that's why you can't do it. So you're different. So what I'm trying to tell you is, how do I know anything? I know it because the code, which is a language, becomes the thing itself. It affects you as though they were things. And people who speak language and strong enough language can outshout your common sense. And so therefore, they can shout language into you, and that language shapes itself in you as this, if it was the thing that was happening, or it was the thing. And therefore, you must act accordingly.